The problem is that the daylight saving time changes are going to occur automatically, and they just don't know. It's like a lot of those things. They just don't know all of the places in, say, software with airlines or
I see. So
on and on.
Okay. Schedules can be screwed up and things like that, you mean?
Yes. So it's going to cause some messes. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to go on for years. Every year they're going to have to deal with the same thing.
Now, why every year? Oh, you mean just because of the switch?
Well, yeah, and they're not going to find all the places where this happens, nor can they correct them all. A lot of the software in banking, international...
Let me ask you this, though, Jimmy. Prior to this switch, when we would switch in April and October, those dates changed a little bit because they were always on the Sunday at 2 a.m., but, I mean, they varied by a couple days, even though they were in those months.
Right, but the processes, the algorithms which calculated those in your watch or in your computer or wherever in the software that's built in banking systems, that all took that into account.
So what's the worst, in your opinion, what's the worst that can happen this weekend and then onward?
There will be airline scheduling.
Is this a prediction now?
I would say, yeah, people are going to individually notice. They're going to be standing there with this look on their face in the airport, and they...
I mean, what could happen?
Planes that somebody's going to have to apologize and say, you just got the bug, so to speak, and that you got nicked by the... daylight savings.
I mean, would the plane not be there or something like that?
Well, or it left an hour earlier and they're standing there and they came to the airport, you know.
All they have to do is set their watch, don't they?
Well, yeah, but but they're setting their watch. Did the airline reset all of their watches their software and et cetera?
Okay, well, here's the thing. What if they have a software problem, but they know... It's 1 o'clock, let's say, in the afternoon, even though their software still keeps reading 12 o'clock or noon.
Right, but all of this scheduling is done by computers today.
So they're not going to go through, they're not going to do a little, you know, manual, we know what time it is now. They're going to go by the computer, and if the computer hasn't set itself, it's screwed up?
Well, and then when you get to the other date when it was supposed to change, then it's going to change again. And you don't know. There are millions of pieces of code out there.
Now, what do they need to do then to fix this? What's this about, some kind of patch that might be available?
Well, yeah, it's great to have a patch, but you have to know where to put the patch. That's the problem. All of the software that's been written for airlines, for banking, for commerce, for transactions that occur... And computer routines that are going on are all. You could never possibly find all the places to put the patch.
Richard Hoagland told me this about 40 days ago. He said, "George, this is going to be a problem." And you know, I kept thinking, Y2K, nothing happened. You know, scare tactic, doom and gloom.
Right.
But you really believe this.
Well,
this
and I understand computers inside and out. I've built them. I've designed them. I understand communications and communications protocols and software and hardware. This is a problem. It's not going to be earth-shattering, but like I say, individuals will notice that some people it won't affect at all. Depends on how simple or complicated your life is, and how much you depend on computing and scheduling and that type of thing.
So this is going to be interesting then.
Yeah, and the Y2K was a non-event. It was a non-event from the beginning. It never was a problem. This is.
Well, so what do we do about it? I mean, how do we warn people? I mean, here we are. We're talking about it on this program tonight. Is there anything the guy or gal at home can do about this?
Well, I think Congress should just set it back before it happens.
Well,
and I don't think anybody would...
That's not going to happen, Jim, is it? You expect Congress to act within a few days? They never do on anything.
No, no. But they should have asked somebody that knew something before they did this. This was done for ulterior motives, for energy savings.
Right.
And nobody asked anybody. You know, there are people in the technical world that would tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
Are you saying ATMs won't work?
No, I wouldn't say it would affect ATMs. Because they are just, they don't care when you walk up and make a transaction.
Right, but there's always a time on it, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying it doesn't matter what time it is, they work all the time.
They'll work, yeah. So right. I wouldn't say
but
that's an
you
issue.
May get the wrong time on it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it'll still work.
So it'll still work.
So you can get your money there.
Yeah.
Will your home computer work, even though it may show the wrong time? I mean, can you still go on the internet and play around and do whatever you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, things like that you could do. There's that lost hour or the gained hour, the invisible hour there that changes when, you know, nothing's really happening at that hour.
Well, let me see what's happening for us on Coast to Coast this weekend. You know, Art's got the weekend off. We've got Ian working on Saturday. I'm doing Sunday. Theoretically, when Ian's doing Saturday night show for Art, when it becomes 1 o'clock, well, no, the switch is at 2 a.m., right?
2 a.m.
So he's already off the air. At 2 a.m., he's done. He doesn't have to worry about it. But then it's technically 3 a.m. At 2 a.m., it becomes 3 a.m., right?
Spring
ahead.
Ahead.
One hour. So at 2 o'clock, it becomes 3. That won't affect Ian. And for me on Sunday night, doing Art show, the time's already set, so we're
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if the broadcast clocks will have problems.
See, there again, radios and radio stations, you just can't determine all of the places where these algorithms are in place, and you don't know about it, and some things are going to change and some things are not going to change.
Richard has said that, you know, don't worry about your home computer. You can manually set your own clock, even though you might have to do it twice a year. But he says, like you do, Jim, it's the big institutions that depend on accurate time. The airlines, the railroads, those will have the big hits.
Well, we have a railroad train crash because one was on one time.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think of that.
All kinds of things, yeah. There's, and like I say, there will be people standing there going, you got nicked by
DST.
Yeah, right.
When... And how long will it take to sort out and fix?
There again, I don't think it'll ever be fixed. I don't think you could find all the places that have to be fixed and apply the patch. It's great to have a patch, but you have to know where to put it. That's the problem. And then having the manpower to go in. And a lot of this code, especially with banking, if you talk to a banker, believe me, I've worked around computer networks with banks and large corporations, and they want a huge cement wall built around that computer, and they don't want anybody to touch it or do anything to it.
I guess this is why numbers are important, huh, Jim?
That is, believe me, I work in that business. I have my whole life, and that's their attitude.